The Lord be with you.
And
with a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus proposed another parable to the crowd, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slaves said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.' Then dismissing the crowds, he went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.' Jesus said in reply, 'He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and evildoers. They will throw them into a fiery furnace where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The world is a big field, and we're in it. We live in this field. The Son of Man, who is Jesus, sows good seed, and the evil one sows bad seed, and there is a spiritual battle. It just exists. So the enemy sowed weeds when the workers slept. We sleepwalk through life, and then little by little, the evil one plants his seed in our lives, our families, or in the church, or in the society. And sin distorts the soul. And mortal sin separates us from God's grace. And we become blind to ourselves and to reality. We end up not even recognizing ourselves. We call good what is evil and evil what is good. We become less human. And weeds make more weeds. And selfishness offers never-ending excuses. And then families can implode. A community can implode. And we walk around, we're all confused. Why is this happening? We lose our minds on it. Topic of conversation every week of our lives. So this is like the middle of July. July 31st in 1926, and I wrote this in the bulletin, you can read a little bit more. On July 31st, the bishops of Mexico shut down all the churches to keep the government from taking them over. And the bloodshed began. And that's why this parish is here. People ran for their lives, and they found a home in this parish. Not many people, they just run from life. They run from God. Jesus, the Son of Man, sows the good seed of his life in us. Do we respond to the seed of grace with faith? Because grace, we're saved, we respond with faith. So there is growth through prayer and sacrament. And evil can't take root if we nourish the faith. And those born of God bear fruit. Joy blossoms in the good seed. God makes each of us as good ground. That's the original plan, because we are made for faith, hope, and love. So to whom do we belong? St. John tells us in his first letter, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." So what God makes is good, we know that, and he desires for us to be with him. So we hope to be the good ground, and he gives us time to repent of our sins. God is patient, and conversion is possible. And in the beginning, the fields might look like weeds, or it might look like wheat. We might be confused. We're not sure. But we wait and pray for conversion, and God will have the final word. Jesus sows the new covenant in us through his very lifeblood, through his very love for us. And this gives us his grace and his love and his friendship. And then this harvest is going to happen. And the harvest is the judgment of God. And God will have his justice. And we are answerable to God. We profess he will come to judge the living and the dead. And in the gospel, in the parable, and this parable is only in Matthew, there's this line. We might miss it. God will send his angels to root out of his kingdom those who cause others to sin and all evildoers. It did not say God is going to go punish the pagans and God is going to go judge those people. You know those people. They live on the other side of the field or the other side of the street. Those people? No. God will root out of his kingdom, which means the church. So the Lord will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each person will receive his praise from God. And God will wait as long as possible for the kingdom to grow. He will. God has a plan, and God desires conversion in each person. Not just those who might be here today, but everybody out there. God desires that conversion to live in his love, his purpose. Yet God will not be mocked. For those who sow in sin, they reap corruption. But those who sow in the Spirit, they reap eternal life. So we do not want to grow weary of doing good. We want to persevere. But we are weak, and the Spirit comes to our aid so that we can be a force for holiness, for goodness. And in the Holy Spirit, we do not lose heart. We don't lose heart. That means like courage to be a persevere, because God sent his Son and Jesus plants a seed in our lives. And do we want that to grow and let it grow? And we don't know how to pray. We don't. We try. It's really tough for us. It's like we'll sit there in the Adoration Chapel. Maybe we'll sit here alone, or maybe you'll go home, and when no one's in the house, you'll scream and cry your prayer. That's okay. But God, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. Which is, you know, half the battle is admitting, right? You don't know what to do, right? Then you rely on God. God, just open up my heart, because I need you in my life. And the Holy Spirit intercedes with inexpressible groaning, as St. Paul tells us in the second reading, Romans 8. So the Holy Spirit unpacks the mystery of the heart so that the person can walk with Christ. And through the power of the Spirit, this relationship in Christ makes us more human, more fruitful, more faithful, makes us better brothers and sisters in Christ to live the gospel in the fields of this world. That's what the Lord is calling us to. He's calling us to live in that. Everybody wants a good paisano, a good brother, Everybody wants a good sister. People want the good friend. You want the good team. And so we are better human beings when we allow the seed of God's word to take root and not militate against it and not become panicked when the evil one attacks. Because he will. He's a pain. Right? And he will do it at any time because he wants to plant that seed. Do not live in that love. Do not live in that identity in Jesus Christ. And we panic because we don't trust. So let us not lose heart. And let us be more human, more fruitful, and more brothers and sisters in Christ.